WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Tuesday edition of The Opening Bell. Electric vehicle maker Rivian, with a plant in downstate Normal, announced on Friday that its latest funding round scored a $700 million investment from Amazon. We want to talk more about Rivian and what they're up to these days. Michael McHale joins us. He's the director of communication at Rivian. Michael, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
Good morning.
Let's talk a little bit about where things are right now for our listeners who may not be familiar with Rivian. Give us a snapshot of the company.
Yes. So as you say, we're producing cars in Normal, Bloomington, Illinois at the end of 2020 is our scheduled production date. And we're at the plant right now, getting things ready, making sure everything is where it needs to be before the cars go on sale. We also have a number of operations in the U.S. supporting that. We have our engineering in Plymouth, Michigan, battery technology in Irvine, California, and connected car technology work in San Jose, California.
Rivian, the specialty is, correct me if I'm wrong, going to be pickups and also SUVs?
Well, we're an electric car company, that's for sure. And when we debut, we'll debut with an SUV, a three-row, and a pickup truck. Both of them share the same platform, which is up to an 800 horsepower, 400-mile range electric vehicle platform we call the skateboard. And we're sort of different from other electric car companies. We're much more in the adventure space than you might be used to from an electric car company. I think that's a very natural development for where an electric car company can go, because all-wheel drive is very at home with electric drive. There's four motors in our car, which means you can get great control. It's great for off-roading. It's great for on-road handling. It's really a terrific platform for an adventure-type vehicle.
And that's something that I think people will ask, you know, what kind of power does it have under the hood? Can I go mudding in it? Can I do off-roading sort of things? Why is the system different from those other companies? How do you plan to support this adventure that you're talking about?
Well, it's funny that you say under the hood, because under the hood in a Rivian is luggage-based, because there is no engine. It's funny that we get this old terminology, right? We have to rethink. But we have what we call a skateboard technology, which is a wheel at each corner. And if you can imagine a skateboard-like look, and where the skate would be is, or where the board would be, is our battery pack. And it's a very densely assembled battery pack with a number of modules in it, completely sealed, so totally water sealant, which means you can wade in our vehicles up to 3 feet, because all of the mechanicals are totally waterproof. And of course, the engine doesn't need to breathe like a typical engine would do. They're very densely put together, and they're assembled in Illinois at our plant there. And because they're so dense, you get so much power, which means you can get these, you know, what used to seem like crazy numbers, you know, 800 horsepower in a vehicle. That was crazy. And now we can reach 400-mile range, which sort of puts to bed any idea of range anxiety for people. You know, most people drive 60, 80 miles a day, sort of a typical average day. And our vehicle gets 400 miles, so an easy commute every day, and then plug in back at night.
And put the 400 miles into perspective for us. How does that compare with some of the other companies?
Well, currently now, the top end of range is up to 300. You know, when the smaller vehicles came out initially, the smaller commuter vehicles from Nissan and Chevy, you know, they were getting 150, that kind of range, up to 150, 100. And as battery packs have got bigger and denser, the range has increased, and I say the leading edge now is around 300. But we're bringing 400, which is easily the biggest range on the market.
I like how, Michael, you talked to me about the different sort of terminology, and I think we're all listening, learning this together. So skateboard is going to be added to my terminology today. What else are we? What else are we getting wrong about electric vehicles when we talk about them?
Well, I think this general idea that of what they can be, and I think if you remember 10 years ago, electric vehicles were slow. They were golf carts. If you had an electric vehicle, it was, you know, something that got you around the holiday resort, you know. But that's all, that's been proved untrue. Tesla came in, did a great job of proving that was not true, that electric vehicles can be fast. And we're proving now that you can get them wet, you can get them dirty, you can get, take them off-road. So there's a lot of untruth around the idea of electric vehicles. It will slowly start to peel away and people understand what they can do. But of course, you know, it's kilowatt hours is a great term for how much battery storage you have. We have three ranges of kilowatts in our vehicle, 105, 135, and 180 kilowatt hours. And 180 is about twice what the leading edge right now is in the market. That's how much storage you can hold in a vehicle. And then, of course, you know, you're back to school physics, and it's watts and amps and volts and all of those things.
I know you can't get too much into the investment part of this, but a $700 million funding round with Amazon, that on its face is a pretty significant thing. Amazon, when people hear Amazon, they think, oh, well, that's a pretty cool disruptor in the space. What will this partnership mean moving forward?
All right. Well, they're a good partner for us, and we can't talk about the details of our arrangement yet, but I think it's a great validation of electric vehicles by Amazon. I think they're very smart people, and they know what they're looking at. But other than that, that right now the details will come out in time, but I think it's, as I say, this great validation of what can only be a growing space.
Yeah, and also the competitors, and you know, not even competitors yet, companies like General Motors and Ford, who are still sort of getting into this, but Tesla too, when they see an investment round like this and a partnership like this, I would imagine they would have reason to be nervous.
Well, I think it makes the world take notice. I think that's right. But I think sometimes the media likes to portray winners and losers, and there can be only one and so on. And that really won't be the case. I think in electric vehicles, there is space for everybody. I think the electric vehicle space can grow just as traditional vehicles can grow. And if there are 6 to 8 to 10 brands, you know, out there, 20 brands out there doing good work and selling products that people like, I think that's good for the industry. I think it's good for competition. I think that will happen over time. I think the key is that you deliver the technology and the benefit that people want, and you create a brand that people enjoy in your space, and you sell your product. And that's been true forever, and it'll be true in the electric space too.
And speaking of investments, your company has invested in Normal, Illinois, downstate Normal from Chicago. What was important about that investment, and why Normal?
Well, it was a great location. I think you might remember it was a previous Mitsubishi factory, and so it was relatively up-to-date. It was quite well-kept and quite up-to-date. I think it finished production in 2015 or 16. It was very recent closure. And, of course, the people there are highly skilled at making cars, which is something we looked at, that they had been let go after the Mitsubishi closure. And so we were very happy to be able to tap into that resource again and bring the town back to life, too. I think that was important to us. And great supply base around. There are a lot of supply chain businesses in the area, which is making cars is part of what they do. And a great location, too, center of the country. We can feed both coasts from that area. So really a win all round. Is almost a perfect location.
The R1T pickup and the R1S sport utility, you mentioned that the launch is coming in 2020. Both of these vehicles, at least the images that we've seen of them, are pretty good looking vehicles.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, the idea between both of them is we're a new brand in Rivian, and our technology is somewhat new in electric space, and so we wanted to make sure that our pickup truck, it looks like a pickup truck. It has the proportions of a pickup truck. There's something right about those proportions. And the same for the SUV. The SUV looks like an SUV. So that's something that consumers will be familiar with when they see it. But that's at the first look. And when you take the second look at the vehicle, you say, oh, okay, it's an SUV, but there's something different here. And then you look at the headlights and the front area of the vehicle and some of the great features it has. For example, in a pickup truck, usually you're encumbered by an engine and drivetrain, and that's not there in our car. So where the engine used to be is storage space, and there's a great tunnel underneath the cab we call the gear tunnel. It goes from side to side. You can put short boards and buggies and strollers and all of that stuff in it, where in a regular pickup truck, that space is taken by the propeller shaft, you know. So there's a lot of differences in the vehicle. Although it looks like an SUV or it looks like a pickup truck to start with, when you take that second look at the vehicle, you start to see that it's a really modern interpretation of both.
Well, Michael, we appreciate you being with us this morning. We'll be excited to watch as the vehicles roll off the assembly line down in Normal, and we'll follow the progress of Rivian, and please come back and join us.
Well, thank you very much. I would be delighted. Have a good day.
You too. Michael McHale, the Director of Communication at Rivian. We'll link out to some of the stories about this and also a couple of these images so that you can see them when we put up the podcast of the opening bell a little bit later on this morning.